say, Yahweh is righteous. Oh, Yahweh is holy. Thank you.
does not.
You might be right, reading the word remnant.
That is correct. That's what I was saying. That the word remnant is used. That's not the first remnant. But it's good that you pointed that out, because sometimes Genesis, the sixth chapter,
I do blood of water upon the earth for all flesh, wherein is life. From under heaven, everything that is in the earth shall die.
Not only was Noah and his everything, not the file, but the secret. Go ahead.
But I established my covenant. And come into the ark, you, and your wife, and your sons, and of every living thing of flesh, two of every sort shall thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with you.
Yeah, Almighty said, two of every sort. And then you know the two of every sort. Now, the two of every sort, though, and what was the two? Male and female, according to Noah, because every word of Elohim was pure. In other words, he didn't have Eve, Cheryl and Cheryl. Male and female. Males and female, why y'all know why y'all did this? What is the first? See, the Almighty, everything is a lot. For what is the purpose behind this thing? Yes, sir. I did this. What happened? You eat. Why won't you eat right? That's right. In other words, do you realize that glory in the fact? Look at my life. On what?
Everything. What you have to do to it. You blessed it. Sanctified and holy, which is the same thing. And then you what? Set it apart. You rest it.
erected. So, y'all, look, watch this. We in Genesis. And look at the 8th chapter of Genesis. You don't even have to go far. Verse 1 through 4.
Elohim remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. Elohim made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters were smooth. The fountains also of the deep, the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained, and the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of 150 days, the waters were abated.
They were abated, and so all this. This madness that Noah was in. Have y'all ever been in a boat? And it's just going back and forth. And, well, it was 100 times worse than what you might have experienced. Because there was water everywhere. And he was in it. But look what happened in the fourth month.
And the ark rested in the seventh month.
Well, what do the word seven mean? Don't it mean rest? And why do you think it happened in the seventh month? Because that means God brings things to us, rest. And not only that happened in the 7 months, who did it actually rested in the 7 months? Who actually rested? Noah and his family. Which let you know they were sanctified, because they were sanctified above all the people on the world. Because all the other people were what? They were set apart. That's the word hallowed means. They were set apart from everybody else. And of course, you don't even work. Because there's only one more thing you can be on at the Sabbath. And that's blessed. To find them. And he called them to rest. Because this is what Yah does at the Sabbath. And everything you need to know about that. It won't contradict at all. It won't contradict it. And I'll show y'all some more examples of that. Well, let me answer this question. That was on the remnant. Question was asked last week about why didn't Yah say, I saw that it was good in the book of Genesis, the first chapter, every time he made something. Now, if you go to the book of Genesis, the first chapter, you notice when the Almighty got to the seventh day, he didn't say, I saw that it was good. You notice on the second day, he didn't say, I saw that it was good. And the question was asked, well, why didn't Yah say, I saw that it was good every day? In other words, are we to assume that what was said in those days wasn't good? No, we're not to see that at all. The first time it was said is in the fourth verse, we said.
But for a reason. Elohim saw the light, and it was good. Elohim divided the light from the darkness.
So when he seen that light, he said, it was good. I saw that it was good. The second time y'all said this is in the fifth verse.
Elohim called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called
these
seas. Elohim saw that it was good.
And Elohim saw that this was good. That was the very second time he said that. So he skipped right over the one. The second day, just skipped right over it. Then the third time God said it was good is in the 12th verse. And Elohim thought it was good. That was the third time Yah thought that it was good. Then the fourth time that he thought that it was good, and then the 18th verse.
And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. Elohim
And the fifth thing y'all saw that it was good is in the 21st verse.
Every fowl after his time, Elohim saw that it was good.
He saw that was good. And the sixth thing y'all saw that it was good is in the what verse we saw that 21st verse? 25th verse. And I told you, y'all don't remember our completeness. And the seventh time y'all saw that it was good. 31st verse.
And Elohim saw everything that he had made. Elohim saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good.
It was very good.
And the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
And the evening and the morning times y'all saw that it was good. Now, my question to you all, what did he see that was good? What were the seven things? Since he said it seven times. Life, that's good, one. Earth, is that one? Let's say, let's count. Earth, that's two. The earth, three. The sea creatures, four. Great life, five. Because he only said it seven times. Creepy things, six. The what? And the whole completion. Yes, you reached that seven, but everything he said. Yeah, he only said it seven times. He only said it seven times. But we missed the thing. Didn't he say man was good? Sixth verse. Let's see if man is good. So man ain't no good? You don't see it in the 26th verse. You don't see it in the 27th verse. So man ain't no good. And yeah, in other words, they're going to make 31 cover everything. Well, let's see. 31 cover everything, and what did he say six times before he got to the seventh? He said it at the end. So did that make the other 16 irrelevant? So because the question was asked me, why did God say he saw that everything was good, but he didn't say it for every day? Ain't that your question? That's what he asked me last week. So in other words, we can't look at the 31st verse and just erase all the other times that he said he saw that it was good. He must have said it for a reason. And so what is the reason? So in other words, the other things were good. But everything he made was very good. Yeah. Well, if everything he made is good, even the other things had to be very good, but everything he made was what? Very good. Well, let's go back. Yes, ma'am. What was that one thing? See, y'all ask me a question. If y'all ask me, I got to ask y'all back. So. All right. Well, let's go back. Well, let's go back to the first thing, and let's see if we can. The Almighty says, wisdom is the principal thing, but with all that I get is good understanding. course, the first time he said that was with Lot. He told that was good. So we put that in the fourth verse, and we can check mark that. The very second time he said something was good is in the same verse. And y'all called the dry land, the earth gathered together, water called his seed. And he told that was good. And what was that? Dry land, earth, and the gathering together of the water called seed. And he told that was good. The very second thing he told that was good was the water that he brought them together and called seed. The earth, that was dry land, that's number two. That's correct. Let me read the 9th and 10th verse. And Yah said, let the waters of the heavens be gathered together unto one place. And let the dry land appear. And it was so. And Yah called the dry land earth. And the gathering together of water called the sea. And so that it was what? Is that correct? Seeing that he saw that it was good. It's in the 12th verse. And the earth brought forth grass, and the earth yielding seed after his time, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed within itself after his time, and y'all saw that it was good. That was the third thing, right? The fourth thing is in the 18th verse. Let's start at 17. Yah set them in the firmament of heaven to get light upon the earth and to rule over the day and to rule over the night, to divide the light from the darkness. And Yah saw that it was good, speaking about the light. That was the fourth thing, correct? The 15th, 20th verse. And Yah said, let the waters bring forth abundantly and move the creature that has life, the fire that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And Yah created the well, every living creature that moveth with the waters brought forth abundantly after their time, every winged fowl after his time. And Yah saw that it was good. That was 15. Right? Number six. Fifth verse. And Yah made the beast of the earth after his time. And everything that creepeth upon the earth after his time. And Yah saw that it was good. Then it says, and Yah said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So the sixth thing was what? What was the sixth thing? The beast of the earth after his time, the cattle after their kind, everything that creeps upon the earth after his time. And he saw that it was good. And now, this is the seventh thing. And we'll start reading at the 29th verse. And Yah said, behold, I'm giving you every herb and seed, which is upon the face of all the earth. And every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for food. And to every beast of the earth, and every fowl of the air, and to every part of the earth wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And Yah saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was very good in the evening. In the morning were the six days. So can we name these six things? Seven things. Give you up. Can Now, he only said this seven times. So it seemed like it would be easy to just name the seven things he said. I mean, he only said it once. Seven times. Yes, when you are. Well, no, I know some things that have a relationship with the deep and a relationship with the heaven. Well, everything got a relationship with everything. I mean, right? Well, fine, I want y'all to get, I'm going to give y'all seven more days just to search it out. Search it out. Because it's right here, staring you in the face. Now, y'all don't have to wait 7 days because we got the answer coming right up. You're absolutely right. The word on it. Because you're right. He's absolutely right. But what are? That's the key. What are they? They are his presence. There's a real good man that was that magic. But she's absolutely right. We just got what are they? They in other words, this is what you're gonna find. As I stated earlier, y'all really only did seven different things if we know what they are. He really only needs you to know he only really has seven different ways. There's really only seven different ways you can be saved. In other words, if you're not saved this way, you can be saved this way. Or you can be saved that way. But you only get seven tries. And after that seven tries, you know, when I gave you seven different ways, I only got seven requirements, none of seven, right? That's it. Seven. I need you to work that for me one more time. God's seven great creation. I call the class on God's seven great wonders. Because you only got seven great wonders. And either that great wonders is some type of monument. But y'all seven great wonders are in the city. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. It will coincide with the order. Matter of fact, everything coincides with the order. Everything is interconnected. But it's not interconnected in you know, I have to help me out, teacher. A subliminal way. This interconnected, very direct way. And once you understand that interconnection, then you really, really understand y'all. Because this is what y'all really want you to know. Go to the book of Jeremiah. So, these questions y'all think might be vanity, they're not vanity at all. They're real profound and real important. And it really helps you to understand the Most High. Jeremiah the 9th chapter. In the book of Jeremiah the 9th chapter, start reading at the 23rd verse.
Yahweh. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches.
Don't let this man do this. If people tell you why, go ahead.
But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and so obtaineth power to exercise loving kindness, judgment, righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith God.
So what man has to understand, really, is how to bring glory to God. Why was man made? And you'll see how Israel is connected. Almighty said, look, he said, Israel, show you how Israel is connected. He said, Israel, what does Israel got to do with that? I thought feminist left. I thought feminist came to us. I thought feminist is left. So what does Israel got to do with that? The Almighty. Father. about to do that. Like sending our children to the institutions of education to educate us, get that to see. That's it. Go to the book of Deuteronomy. Step child. Good morning, step child. Yes, sir. Yes. So in the 12th verse. And you should know this by heart. It says, and now in Israel, the work of God that Elohim required of thee. But to fear
God by Elohim. That's one. To walk in all his ways.
That's two. Do these institutions cause you to break the state of law? And we don't take a rocket scientist to don't they cause you to break the law? Did not God say he blessed you? He did what? What did the Lord sanctify me? He separated you. So how can you be separated while at the same time be inclusive and part of these institutions? It you just can't have it both ways. Now, everything they do don't cause you to. But most of the things they do will. But how do you implement such a thing? Now, when it's you. And how did God deal with it? They got their own money on it. In Egypt. He could have did that in Egypt. But what did he do? He reminded Egypt. In other words, he separated us from Egypt. How are you going to try to implement something and you're still part of it? You got to learn. You got to separate yourself. Because your implementation is separated. You got to be ready to separate. And there's a lot of things that you can do to prepare you to separate. But you can't do it and keep separate. Yes, sir. Seven requirements. Number one, and let me tell y'all, y'all have to study these things because each one will take you into a whole new level. It will take you to a study of itself. It says, number one, you got to fear God. And you got to understand what you fear God. Just because people come to study Christ doesn't mean they fear God. Just because you have somebody with deeply soul, that doesn't mean they fear God. You know what I mean? People are African farmers, fellow GC, believer JC. So you just got to, you got to know what the fear of God is. You got to know. But that's number one. Number two, walk in his ways. And you've got to know the ways of God. You've got to know his ways. Other times, you get his ways confused with our ways. And it should be so, but it is. Because my book, it ain't wrong what I want to do. You got it. Yeah, but God, I mean, Likewise with a man. Man, I just want a woman. If y'all don't be specific, want somebody, this is you. Yeah, I want somebody. And then all the speculation is what? Is out the window. What's out the door? Because God don't make no mistake. Then it says, 16, to keep the commandments of God. How are you going to keep the requirements? You've got to keep the commandments. Going around, man, we don't got to keep the Sabbath day. And then the last thing, the 17, and his what? And his statutes. Study them, know them, you're not going to make no mistakes. You're going to be perfect. You're going to be perfect for God. You're going to be perfect. And this is what we have to do in order for us to be blessed, sanctified, and come into God's will. Yes, ma'am. The statutes are they are things that, let me try to word. They are laws or commands that are, so in other words, y'all might have a commandment, right? Or you might have a law. And based on what is the law? The law is for the Sabbath month, the 10th day of the month, thou shalt have a day of what? Atonement. That's the law. But amongst in that law, there's very statutes the Almighty says you have to do. One of the statutes is you have to have an offering made by fire. Well, that statute don't pertain to me because that statute is for who? That's for the priest. And then the priest, amongst that statue, they got another statue. You have to do it in Jerusalem. And amongst that statue, you got to do it on the altar. And then the priest got to have records of genealogy. But there's many statues that you got to be reminded of when you're doing the creator law. But now I don't have to worry about that statue, but I do have to worry about the statue where the Almighty says that I'm the fit myself and to not work. That's what I can work. I can do it. That's actually for me. And he said, the soul that does not afflict itself and do any work at all shall be utterly one. So I go, that's for me. So I'm adhering to the what? The statue. But you can't even get to the statue if you don't adhere to the what? The commandment or the law. And the commandment is you got to have a day of atonement. See, some people say, well, I ain't keeping a day of atonement. So what you say, you're not even keeping the what? The statute. But you're not even going to keep that law here. Yes, ma'am. And that's not layman's term. That is perfect term. That is exactly what it is. This is how you execute the law. That's what a statute is. Yes. Very good. And so, in truth, with this Genesis, in the book of Isaiah, from there, book of Isaiah, and I think it's going to be the 10th chapter. And we almost finished. We're going to be finished in a few minutes, so y'all won't burn up. Show y'all this real quick. The 20th verse.
In that day,
in other words, we're going to stay upon those that smote us. And that's what we're doing right now. And the only reason why we're doing it is because we have no standards. We have no, in other words, we can't see nothing else but what our enemies have given us. And we've got to have standards. This is by our next conference, which will be here in Hattiesburg, the covenant of marriage. And why do you think we're dealing with the covenant of marriage? Because that's what the Almighty wants us to deal with. And why do we want us to deal with the covenant of marriage? Because how can you have a community? How can you have a city? How can you have a family and the marriages are jacked up? You think the Almighty going to separate you and your marriage is left up? No. The Almighty said he will make the crooked, he will make darkness from light. And this has to be done first. So marriages have to be, they have, the standard of marriage has to be done blessed, sanctified, and brought into what? Right. In other words, you rest them when there is no what? So what has to happen? The marriage has got to, the man and the woman, they got to be right. don't understand this. Y'all build your house. They got labor. Labor and man got money. Now, how are you going to bypass the man and the woman? How are you going to bypass marriage? And then say, man, we're going to teach these children and we're going to raise them right, take them out of school, and next thing you know what's going to happen? They're going to be back in school. But the man and woman are going to sit up or fight.
You can never put her away all the days.
And by the way, since you get this thing, how do you supposed to treat your wife? Don't you supposed to love her? Care her? Cheer her up? So he can't just say, I'm a bear, but I ain't gonna love her. But that's a commandment. You're supposed to love your wife. Not only you love your wife, you love her well. You train her. You love everybody. So now, if you think love is just a feeling, well, act it out. Because that's what you got to do. You got to act out love. Get it possible. Because that's exactly what you got to do. But if you had did the right thing, when y'all said, you'd have went to the day. You'd have went to the brother. You'd have went to the family. And did it right. Which lets you know, the only thing I brought you is that the man is responsible for everything. Unlike today. See, today, we look at women. But she shouldn't have been wearing that skirt. She shouldn't have been out at night. She shouldn't have walked down that street. She shouldn't have been out there with them. In other words, we just don't, you know, make her responsible. Why was she out there anyway? I mean, how about to say, well, why was the guy out there?
Right.
Why did he walk down the street? What was he doing? What was on his mind? What was he thinking? But not so with y'all. God makes the man responsible for everything. Why do you think the scripture says, it says, thou shalt not prostitute thy wife? No, but what did it just tell the women? Thou shalt not be a whore. Thou shalt not be a prostitute. Y'all know it's horrible for a woman to be a prostitute. It's horrible for her to be a whore. There's got to be some wicked man right there. She can be out there trying to sell herself or get some. And all the men, what you doing? Who's your father? What's your family? But the man is the one. You got a rule and a righteous. And the men don't want to do this. But then, if they rule in righteousness, and undoubtedly they want some problems, they want problems. And if you want the problem to cease, be righteous. And there's only one way to be righteous. You got to follow Yah. And you got to ask Yah to be the guide. Don't just let them say trust in Yah with all thy heart. And lean not in your own heart. That's exactly what happens when you start making choices for yourself. You lean to your own understanding. I'm going to go ahead. Abraham, he didn't leave his family because he wanted to leave his family. Up his family because he was told to leave his family. And he didn't leave Egypt until he was told to leave Egypt. Everywhere he went, God told him. And he was. He obeyed. Now he was told his plan, took the money, took his son, take him up to the mountain, and sacrifice him to me. This is nothing to Abraham. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. But thank God, right?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, there's no other other than Yah. There's no other. No Elohim but Yah. And Yah's not as complicated as you think. Yes, sir.
Look, they not yet. But if they want to come up and come in and say anything, you're right. Hallelujah. And we got our beautiful sisters here visiting the class. But they are part of the class also. Hallelujah. It is a joy. It's an honor. It's a pleasure. And for those on the internet audience, they can't see y'all. Y'all wish y'all came. They beautiful, too. And look, we all came up together under Moe and Lisa. And look, I know people, they feel down right now. And Cincinnati is down. But y'all going to make the crooked things straight. And look, if we weren't never down, we could never come up. And y'all wanted us to come up. And so we had to be down for a little bit. And that's just for a little while, because y'all about to bring everything back up. But he wanted us to come up now. You want us to come up better in the sense of now we understand what it means to be up. But sometimes, you know, you can be up. And then and just as one example, the Creator said the poor should never what? That's Yahweh. Yahweh was Elohim. Matter of fact, raise your hand if you want to be the poor. Raise your hand. Internet listening, I have no hands, just for the record. No hands. Now, Isha tried to raise his hand, but I couldn't really feel it. Now, Isha, in defense of Isha, he don't want to be the poor. He is the poor. He is the poor, because we all are. But nobody want to be the poor. And he said the poor should never see. Because everybody's praying for riches, everybody's financial or whatsoever, but nobody ever want to be the poor. But see, that's why you let God choose. Because if it was up to you all, nobody wouldn't be poor. If it was up to now let me ask y'all one more thing. How many of y'all want adversity? Now, y'all don't want, y'all stop lying. Y'all don't want no adversity in y'all life. As soon as it comes, you start complaining, you start praying. Oh, yeah, why you do that? Why you do that? You start praying. So
didn't have in person. You just want to be blessed. But not so with Yah. Because Yah's ways are not your ways of thought and not your thought. So you let Yah choose. Because you can't even think why Yah would even have a to go through adversity. You can't even think why Yah won't pour in the earth. And the pouring one in the earth, it might be you. And you might ask yourself, well, Yah, why do I have to be poor? Why do it have to be me? Why do I have to suffer? And Yah just tell you, if he desires to tell you, he said, look, because I know if I make you poor, you're going to serve me. But if I make you rich, you're going to protect me. No, I'm not, Yah. I'm not going to mess you with you. I know your heart. I know your heart. So I'm not giving you that house you really want. I know your heart. I know what you're going to do. I know as soon as I give you that slick ride you want, as soon as I give you that money you want, as soon as I give you your horses, I know what you're going to do. And I'm protecting you from yourself. I'm protecting you from yourself. Bring me that man, y'all. Just when you said it and give a man to be a woman, just bring me that man. I'll bring it to you, but then you're going to curse my face because you ain't going to listen to it. You ain't gonna love me. You're not gonna keep my commandments. I tell your desire shall be to him, and you ain't gonna, your desire ain't gonna be to him. So why did I give you this man? Please, God, give me this virtuous woman. Why? You gonna shame her? You gonna run? Get out of there? You ain't gonna treat her right. Because y'all know the heart. I know I ain't no good. I know I don't deserve nothing. So, Yah, whatever you think I deserve, whatever you think is good, whatever you think is right, you give me what you think. And because his mercy is so good, next thing you know, you're walking down the street with a pretty woman, that's your wife, all because you asked Yah. And he'll let you know, he'll whisper in your ear, okay, man, you didn't deserve all that thing on your shoulder, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. But that's what my mercy is doing forever. My mercy is doing forever. Anything else? Well, let us rise. I'm with y'all. Once again, who want to be the poor? That's great, sir. Let us raise our hands before the high of the wind. Let us bow our heads. Almighty God, Creator of the universe, Elohim, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yisrael. God's servants, once again, come before thee on this great and glorious and honorable day that thou hast gone before us, even this Shabbat day. And we thank thee, Almighty God, for bringing us to another week. We thank you, Almighty Yah, for bringing us this to our rest. We thank you, Almighty Yah, for allowing us to come before the great congregation, even to receive thy word, thy laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments, thy wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Please, Almighty Yah, take me with us as you were this day, even when we see this today, and even all through the night. Please allow thy spirit to rest upon us, that we might meditate in our ways, speak thy truth, and walk righteously before thee. Please, Almighty God, take this stony heart from us. Get rid of this mess and give us that heart of flesh, God, that we might execute all thy laws, keep all thy commandments, and have respect unto all thy covenants. Almighty God, please, Almighty God, forgive us for all the sins and iniquities, transgressions that we committed against thee, for we love thee with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. And please, Almighty God, please just keep the peace of the city that we're in, God. Please bless us in this city and give us peace. And please, Almighty God, bless our hands that we might continuously, and that you might continuously be with the widow and the father, the sick and the wounded, the poor and the needy, even the strangers, y'all. For y'all, we love you. We thank you. We honor you. We praise you. And we worship you, y'all, from this time forth and forevermore. But say, hallelujah. 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 Praise the mighty God. God is righteous and God is holy. Amen. Oh, tomorrow is prayer. Y'all come here. Y'all can come. You are Israel. Y'all have a name. Yahweh is one. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the mighty God. Y'all is righteous and y'all is holy. Praise the mighty God. God is righteous and God is holy. Amen.